Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. And it's time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, March 15th, brought to you by Muskox. Hey, if you move snow with a skid steer, you've got to see the Muskox difference. A patented back drag feature allows operators to blow snow while back dragging in front of obstructions. You know, garage doors, siding, and fire hydrants. Now, this saves time and money while lowering injury risk by decreasing manual labor. The optional dual auger, called the Dually, helps the operator eat through big snowfalls, ice-crusted snow, and blow more snow while back dragging. And the glide plate, it allows you to glide over grass and gravel without ripping up the soft surfaces. Subsequently, create an instant torque of the lower cutting edge to break up snow and ice to better expose hard surfaces. See the Muskox difference. Go to muskox.com or Facebook at Muskox Snowblowers or call 218-288-1905. See the difference for yourself. It's the Muskox difference. Well, our weather, cloudy skies today with a chance of snow starting sometime later this afternoon. Our high today should be pretty decent, though, right around 32 degrees. North Dakota U.S. Attorney Max Schneider says his office has withdrawn the notice of death penalty in the case of Alfonso Rodriguez Jr. for the kidnapping and murder of University of North Dakota student Drew Chaudine. Schneider said he acted on a request from U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who directed him to drop the death penalty. Schneider says his thoughts and prayers are with the family of Chaudine, especially her parents. Schneider, in a written statement, said what will not change is that Mr. Rodriguez will draw his last breath in federal prison. Rodriguez has been on death row in a federal prison in Indiana. He was convicted in 2007 for the 2003 abduction and murder of Chaudine. She was kidnapped while leaving work from a store in the Columbia Mall in Grand Forks. Well, Cavalier Public Schools announced on their social media page last night they have canceled classes again today amid school shooting threats. While local law enforcement investigations have concluded that no substantiated threat of violence exists regarding Monday's social media post at Cavalier School, officials say students and staff will again not have school for students today. If anyone has any further information about this incident, you were asked to contact the Cavalier Police Department. Well, one person is dead and another was injured after a crash involving a car and a semi-truck yesterday morning on an ice-covered roadway near St. Thomas in Pima County. The State Patrol says the driver of a car was northbound on U.S. Highway 81 when she hit a long patch of ice and lost control of her car. The vehicle slid into the opposite lane and was struck on the passenger side. She died. The name of the 58-year-old Grand Forks woman has not been released. The semi-driver from Mexico had minor injuries. Well, Democrats in the state Senate, plus a few Republicans, passed a bill to provide free school breakfast and lunch to all public school students in Minnesota, regardless of income. Now, Mazapa Republican Senator Steve Draskowski said the people of Minnesota will pay more than $400 million for school lunches for families who don't need the help. Woodbury Democrat Senator Nicole Mitchell said there are tens of thousands of kids in school right now in Minnesota with rumbling stomachs who are trying to learn while they are hungry. The Democrat-controlled Minnesota House passed the bill just over a month ago. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today at Moe's Cafe. Right down the hall here in the Grand Cities Mall, a delicious Guinness meat pie for lunch today with a combination of beef and pork, veggies with mushrooms, all deglazed with Guinness and baked in a rich and buttery puff pastry crust. A great pre-St. Patty's Day dish for sure. And it's only $12. It's your daily dish today at Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Check it out. You'll love it. Well, the special prosecutor handling the case against actor Alec Baldwin of the 2021 Rust movie set shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins announced yesterday she's stepping down as Baldwin's lawyers had sought. The decision by special prosecutor Andrea Reeb came a month after Baldwin's attorney filed a motion to remove her because she is also a representative in the state legislature. The Baldwin team argued that it violates the state constitution for a legislator to serve in another branch of government. Baldwin on February 23rd entered a not guilty plea to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. And finally, in your sports, University of North Dakota Director of Athletics Bill Chaves announced that head men's basketball coach Paul Sather has received a contract extension through the 2025-26 season. Also, UND women's basketball head coach Mallory Bernhard has also received an extension through the 2025-26 2026 season. NFL news, Minnesota Vikings cleared some big-time space from their salary cap by restructuring Kirk Cousins' contract. The new deal will save the Vikings about $16 million in cap charges. High school basketball, Minnesota Subsection 8A West Championship game tonight, a big one at Thief River Falls as East Grand Forks Sacred Heart taking on Warren Alvarado Oslo. That game is at 7:45 at Ralph Engelstad Arena over in Thief River. In the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting Boston Celtics at 7 o'clock tonight. And the NHL, Minnesota Wild, they're in St. Louis to take on the Blues. That game is at 8:30. And that is your morning update brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Want an oil change in a hurry? This is not a dream when you go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change in Grand Forks. Heck, you can sit in your car while they do the oil change. It's that fast, and you don't even need an appointment. And make sure to get your pit passes to the toughest monster truck tour coming to Grand Forks Saturday, April 22nd at the Alaris. And check out one of these awesome trucks beforehand at Valvoline Instant Oil Change and be watching for some ticket giveaways too. Oil changes and more done so fast that you can get on with your day at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462. Make sure to tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, everybody, don't forget now, coming up this Friday, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, the third-year anniversary of Grand Forks Best Source. I tell you what, if you've ever been a host, if you've been a guest, or if you're just a friend of the show, come on out, hang out with us. We're going to be doing stuff on and off all day long on Friday. Still working on trying to maybe get a little bit of live music here. And don't forget, Rumors right across the hallway. Come and help us celebrate our third anniversary this Friday at Grand Forks Best Source. Well, Dale's going to be hosting our 11 o'clock show today. And he's going to be talking with producer Daniel Belinsky about a crime thriller movie called End of the Rope. It's a true story that took place in North Dakota back in 1931. Now, this is going to be a great show. So remember to tune in, all right? And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. You know, another good thing to do, be hollering at that smart speaker of yours to play GFBS Podcast. Hey, the Grand Cities are great. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.